On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloan.
In comes Sloan, and he has put it through the Sloan Dog. Rory!
Ah, yes, the champ is back with us, and he is the co-captain of the Adelaide Football Club. Seems to be the day for it. The one and only Rory Sloan. Sloan Dog, welcome back.
Good afternoon, guys. Thank you very much.
Technically not back because you're in Melbourne and you're doing a bit of AFLX and getting ready for that. But most importantly, how are you travelling, mate? How's the summer been for you, and how's the rig? How are you feeling?
Feeling good, actually. It's been a very good summer. I've done every session so far,
good.
Touch wood. We'll keep that rolling. I've been enjoying it a lot. I suppose when the boys come back and they're enjoying the hard work, it's definitely a good sign. So, boys are in good shape, and we've got a lot of guys out on track at the moment, which is a really good feeling.
And the Donald, can you confirm all the reports suggesting a lot more fun this time around this summer, more focus on you guys really enjoying yourselves? And if that's the case, that makes a massive difference.
Well, yeah, a bit of that. It makes sure we're enjoying what we do, which I think is important. In life, I think you've got to enjoy your life. So that is very important. And on the players as well, as I just mentioned, the guys are enjoying the hard work, which, again, is always a really good sign of coming into the season. Yeah, Pikey's certainly put a lot of time and emphasis on the really important stuff, which is the footy, the weights, the conditioning, and that time to gel together, which you need time for too.
Port Adelaide co-captains, Adelaide Crows co-captains.
Rush Hour single captains.
Do both of you go and do the coin toss? Do you both hold the Premiership Cup at the same time?
What are you doing?
You know, what's the structure, Sloan Dodd, being a co-captain?
Sure. Is it one-on,
one-off?
Sure,
mate. No, one-on-one off. I said, I'll take the Melbourne games. He can take any former New South Wales games, and we'll just mix up the whole
That's better.
So that'll be fine. I reckon it's great for Port too. Obviously, two great people. I know Tom and Ollie quite well, and they're both very, very good footballers and exceptional leaders in their club as well.
Sloaney, Port fans are probably... some of them struggling to come to terms with, but the size of the role, just explain to people that the role is bigger than one man. It is an enormous onus to not only lead, to play well, but to do everything else outside of what is the 2 hours on a Saturday at a footy club, isn't it?
There is a lot more requirements, I think, now, especially of the captains. And I suppose in a town like Adelaide too, there's probably a bit more scrutiny on that sort of role in particular as well, whereas... a couple other states where there's a few more teams or not as so much media hype or scrutiny around it all. I think you can just share the load a bit easier. Unfairly sometimes, I think things can get blamed on captains, whereas there is 45 other blokes on the team that are all responsible for game day performances as well.
Are you a rock, paper or scissors man? For those who don't know, that's how they're going to do the coin toss in AFLX on Friday night. What do you go with, Sloaney?
Depends on my opponent. If I can sense my opponent's going to be a rocks man, I'll just change the call late sort of thing. So I'm a real reader of the opposition.
Yeah. Do you reckon? I reckon most rock men are guys who think they're real tough and outwardly tough because it's just, you know, that symbol. They've already got the clenched fist. They're going to play rock like Jar. Jar, I'd throw that out there. So I'd be just smothering the paper
every
time.
I'm a rock
time.
Man.
Other than the paper, I don't know if I'd do paper. I'd be thinking people would be thinking go paper because there's a rocks man, so I'd be going scissors because you'd go the paper.
Been out in the ocean? Have you grabbed your board because Ollie likes skiing and rips his shoulders out of his sockets?
Have you been told to pull it back a gear because you've been out there with the sharks and the dolphins on your stand up? Is that been
what have you been doing?
Yeah, I've managed to get in the ocean a fair bit actually.
Nice.
Recently we did a community camp down in the York Peninsula, a couple of us just headed a little further south down to Inners National Park. And
good
to where we managed to surf with about 20 dolphins that were swimming under our board.
Stop
myself,
it.
Hugh Greenwood, Paul Hunter, and John Butts too came out. So it was a nice little surf. Just
Pikey?
All of us out there. No Pikey. Yeah.
Okay. Big Sauce?
He's not
he loves it. Loves it.
We're at the Red
Sauce?
Baron out in the ocean.
Lynchy? Sauce?
Yeah,
none
of those. Those all boys are land-based animals.
And naturally no blindfolds, no any of the stuff on that camp, Sloaney?
No. None of that.
Fantastic. Well, good luck, mate. Friday night, AFLX. It's
have
coming
some
to
fun,
a screen near you. I think on behalf of all the Adelaide fans. Yeah, actually,
well, I'll be watching
we've said
you.
That.
Absolutely.
Tune in.
I'll
absolutely.
Take your stats.
But whatever you do, mate, make sure it's Mickey Mouse and you don't tackle anyone and get hurt.
Yeah, well, that and it is. It's going to be a lot of fun for us all. I mean, you see the caliber of guys that are playing. It's going to be great viewing. So make sure you tune in. It'll be highly skilled and yeah, I don't think there'll be too many tackles. I just can't help myself sometimes. Yeah.
You can't, mate.
I would tackle Danger. I would tackle Rewalt. I would tackle those gentlemen because there's every chance a lot of that 50K might fall out that they've received.
That is ludicrous, by the way. I actually know the numbers and you're far off.
Wow.
No, well, don't ruin a good story,
there
mate.
You go.
Nowhere near it.
Nowhere near it.
Nowhere near it. I think it's more 150. No, I'm joking.
Great to talk to you, mate. Have lots of fun. Look after yourself. And cannot wait to talk to you on a regular basis. Yeah. And great to hear that you're super healthy, mate, and up and about.
We'll see you in the studio in the next couple of weeks.
There is the great man, brother. Rory Sloane, every single week here on the Rush Hour through season 2019. He's Triple M's own, Adelaide's own, and their new co-captain. Yeah. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M.